This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a longtime rocker, Joe Cocker, recalls what he still can about a classic album from 30 years ago, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. First, this.
Sparks over Tran, got a hand on it underneath Azubuki.
Back out quick.
Azubuki, short. Out to Sparks. One last chance.
CBS announcers Jim Nance and Billy Packer, and with that shot, Kentucky made it into overtime in last Sunday's NCAA men's basketball tournament. But Kentucky went on to lose to the Michigan State Spartans, who will play in this year's Final Four, where they're going to face the University of North Carolina tomorrow. Here is Slate's Josh Levine. Josh, what about this Michigan State Spartans? I don't think people were expecting to see them here.
Well, Alex, maybe I'm just being a little contrarian, but I think Michigan State is the real powerhouse of this year's tournament. The Spartans got overshadowed by divisional rivals Illinois during the regular season. But in getting to the Final Four, Michigan State took down basketball royalty like Duke and Kentucky, as we just heard. This so-called Cinderella is actually a secret juggernaut themselves. This is their fourth Final Four in 7 years.
Well, they're going to play North Carolina, and that's a team that definitely can win, although the Tar Heel coach, Roy Williams, has never won an NCAA championship, so I guess there's pressure on him.
Well, it took Roy Williams' mentor, the legendary Carolina coach Dean Smith, 21 years to win his first title. And it took John Wooden, the even more legendary UCLA coach, 16 years to win the first of his 10 championships. Williams is in his 17th season as a college coach, his second at Carolina after 15 at Kansas. So it kind of seems like he is right on schedule now. I don't think there's anything about Williams' coaching style in particular that caused his Kansas teams to lose come tournament time. Some people say that he just wanted to win too badly and he kind of stressed out his players, but I don't really think that was the case.
All right, the other game coming this weekend, Illinois versus Louisville. The Louisville Cardinals are led by another famous coach, Rick Pitino. He's made a major comeback after a not-so-impressive showing in the pros as coach of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, Pitino is the first men's coach to take three different teams to the Final Four. He won with really kind of limited talent at Providence and also when he took over at Kentucky. He's also shown he can coach talented players in college, which he did in his later years at Kentucky and now in Louisville. His style is a lot more conducive to the college game than in the pros. He likes to play a really active pressing defense, kind of guarding guys all over the court, which doesn't work as well in the pros when the athletes are so much better. And he kind of prides himself on being a master motivator, and I think pro players just find that a little bit annoying.
Well, what about Illinois, the team that Louisville is going to play? They've lost just one game this season, and from what I've read and seen, people are really expecting them to take this, aren't they?
Well, North Carolina probably has the better players, but Illinois has been great all year because of their three starting guards. Everyone's favorite tournament cliche is that it takes good guard play to win a national championship. And Illinois at least showed in the last round against Arizona that it takes good guard play to come back from 15 points down in the last 4 minutes of a game. Illinois' guards just complement each other incredibly well. The point guard, Darren Williams, is probably the most valuable player of the tournament so far. He's a big, kind of chunky-looking guy, but he's really quick, he's a great passer, and he's really accurate from outside. Dee Brown is small and quick, and he's really good at stealing the ball. Luther Head, great scorer, both shooting outside and driving to the basket. These guys also get praised for their defense, but against Louisville, this is going to be their toughest matchup of the season. They're facing Tyquan Dean, an outside shooter, Francisco Garcia, and Larry O'Bannon, who are both good at scoring the ball.
All right, Josh, well, I won't ask you who's going to win, but I will ask you this. What's the best game to watch this weekend?
That's definitely going to be Illinois and Louisville. It's going to be up and down the court, fast-paced, high-scoring game. And I think the North Carolina-Michigan State game, not going to be close. North Carolina's going to win by a blowout.
Let's just note that the women's tournament is on this weekend, too. We spoke with the University of Tennessee coach Pat Summitt earlier. Who do you like among the women's teams?
Well, Michigan State is also in the women's Final Four. They don't really have a chance of winning, kind of the same as the men's team. I think the final game is going to be LSU and Tennessee, with LSU taking a close game.
Josh Levine writes about sports for our partners at Slate Magazine. Josh, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.